Well, unfortunately, it is, and leprosy still exists. In fact, every 2 minutes, someone somewhere in the world is diagnosed with leprosy. So, no, it's certainly still an issue in many parts of the world. Well, leprosy is caused by a bacteria, and at the moment, there is no vaccine available for leprosy. But there is a cure. There's a course of drugs called multi-drug therapy, or MDT for short. And these drugs have been around for quite some time now and have proven to be very, very effective in treating people against the leprosy bacteria. And in fact, once a person has received their first course, within 24 to 48 hours, they're no longer infectious to those about them. So that's the great news, that there's an excellent cure already. Well, leprosy is transmitted just like the common cold. It's a respiratory transmission. So if you are in close contact for a long period of time with another person with leprosy, which often happens in the developing world where people live in close contact, that's the way it is spread. It's spread by a bit like the common cold. It's you breathe the same air as those about you, and that's the way that the bacteria is transmitted. Well, the Leprosy Mission is a Christian organisation. We're faith-based. We were founded nearly 150 years ago in 1874, and currently we're working in 30 countries, doing a variety of work, including running of 16 hospitals and 200 community-based projects. But what we want to see is we want to see leprosy defeated and lives transformed. Yeah, so our work revolves around three key themes: zero transmission of leprosy. We want to stop leprosy being transmitted. And the second part is zero leprosy disability, which results from the disease. And what happens is that with leprosy, people lose their sense of touch in their parts of their bodies, like their hands and their feet, and these can often result in disabilities. So what we want to do is we want to stop that. And then thirdly, we want to see zero discrimination as a result of leprosy. People with leprosy for centuries have suffered terrible discrimination because of the fear and stigma around leprosy, and we want to stop that happening as well. But one of the key parts of this triple zero strategy, as we call it, is we want to see no child with leprosy up to 2035. So that's our goal. We have this 2035 goal of seeing kids without leprosy and without any leprosy-related disabilities. Yeah, well, there's many people that I have met with leprosy, but as a father of two daughters, I think seeing young girls with leprosy is always something that's close to my heart. And I met a young woman in India. Her name was Newton, and I met her a number of years ago. And Newton had unfortunately been diagnosed late with her leprosy and already had a deformity on her foot, a bad ulcer, which prevented her from walking properly. She also had a clawed or deformed hand, which also resulted from her leprosy. But the great news is that through the Leprosy Mission, we were able to organise some good prosthetics and footwear that allowed her to walk well. She was able to have some surgery on her hand, which allowed her hands to be functional and straight and be able to be straightened, which was great for a young woman. And then the great thing also was that she was able to go back to her school, and the Leprosy Mission was able to assist her and her family in going back to school. So that was just this wonderful news that we were able to have with Newton, and that, you know, we were able to help her have a transformed life. Well, the main thing it helps with, it allows people to move about freely, so they can carry on with their normal lives. They can do their jobs that they would normally be doing. They can move about and have the freedom to move just like anybody else. So having these protective devices can be just such a major transformation in the life of a person affected by leprosy. Yeah, well, the nerves in people's feet are infected, which means that people lose their sense of touch. So they don't know when they're cut or they're burnt or they get a small infection. And that can result in some horrible ulcers and ultimately it can actually lead to feet having to be amputated. So what a protective footwear does is it guards against that. It helps stop people with leprosy getting these horrible things happening to them. And, you know, that can actually stop a person losing their foot. You can contact my colleagues at the Leprosy Mission Australia on free call 1-800-537-767. That's 1-800-537-767. Or you can ask for a free information pack or go to our website, leprosymission.org.au.